Because of our special coverage on the capture of Saddam Hussein last week, we did not broadcast our regularly scheduled segments, including the puzzle. We first want to thank you for your understanding, and now we want to bring you that recorded segment. We begin with Puzzle Master Will Shorts as he repeats the challenge that came from listener Steve Bagish of Littleton, Massachusetts.
I said, name a famous singer whose last name has 9 letters. 4 consecutive letters inside this name can be rearranged to spell a common 4-letter word. I said, remove these 4 letters, close up the hole, and the remaining 5 letters in order will spell a synonym of the 4-letter word. What singer is this?
And you said it was someone that would be familiar to everyone, right?
That's right.
And your answer?
The answer is Streisand, as in Barbara Streisand. There are the letters of rise inside, R-I-S-E. Remove those, and the remaining letters spell stand.
Oh, how clever.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
Well, we received more than 1,900 correct entries for this week's puzzle. Our randomly chosen winner is Stuart Price from New York City. Hi there, Stuart.
Hi, how are you, Leanne?
I'm well, thank you. Was this puzzle hard for you?
It somehow came to me pretty easily.
Are you a longtime puzzle player, puzzle listener?
I am indeed. I've been sending in for many years, starting with postcards.
Excellent, excellent. What do you do in New York?
I teach at CW Post College. I teach music out there in Long Island.
Ah, well, music in Streisand, I guess, you know? This was right up your street, yeah?
We hope it is.
Yeah. All right, well, you know what happens then.
Yes.
You ready to play?
I am ready.
All right, well, Will, meet Stuart. Stuart, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Stuart, today's puzzle is as easy as ABC. Every answer is a word or name of no more than 8 letters that contains A, B, and C in left to right order, although not necessarily consecutively. For example, if I gave you the clue kidnap, you might say abduct. All right, number 1 is a device for doing arithmetic.
A device for doing arithmetic.
It has beads.
With beads, that's an abacus.
Abacus is right. Number 2, slang for a $10 bill.
Sawbuck.
Sawbuck is it. How about the company that makes Cream of Wheat, Chips Ahoy, and Oreos?
Ahoy.
That is Nabisco?
Nabisco
oh,
is it.
Very good.
Good. All right, try this one. Like poetry that goes da-da, da-da, da-da.
Iambic.
Iambic is right. A disadvantage of something.
A disadvantage.
Hint.
It's 8 letters, and it's not the advantage. It's the
drawback.
Yeah,
drawback. Good. The first mate in Moby Dick.
Ahab. No.
Nope. That's the captain. that has the A and the B, but it didn't have a C
in
it either.
Doesn't have a C. No.
And if you add an S at the end of this, you'll get a well-known chain.
Starbuck.
Yes.
Starbuck is right.
I'd forgotten him.
Try this. A kind of sauce. It's hot.
Tabasco.
Tabasco is right. It makes the heart grow fonder.
Oh, besides absinthe. Absinthe
will do it. Yeah, yeah. A meal prepared on a patio.
A meal prepared on a patio is... not al fresco. It's
could it describe the food that you eat as well?
Maybe.
Maybe he
could
says.
Describe the food you eat.
Well,
you're cooking burgers and ribs.
Right.
And what is that?
Barbecue.
Barbecue is right. How about the atmosphere of a place or event?
The atmosphere of a place or event.
Like a restaurant might have. This.
Ambiance.
Ambiance is right. And your last one, an old-fashioned nickname for a cute person.
Well, button doesn't work.
It does start with B, though.
It does. Okay.
Uh-huh. The next letter is an A. And the next letter is a B.
Really?
Sorry. Just
B, A. Old-fashioned, bad.
Yeah. Starts with baby. 4 more letters.
Baby cakes.
Oh, well, I'd take
from
it.
From the 20s?
But I think, was it baby face?
I was going for a baby face. Baby cake. Maybe that would work, too.
I like baby cake. That's a good one. We'll keep your answer there, Stuart. That was fun. You did very well.
Thank you very much.
You did real well, Stuart. We're going to send you some things for being our guest today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and we have a bonus gift for you, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Tell us your public radio station.
Proud member of WNYC in New York, 93.9.
Oh, tell everybody where it is, because you use that magic word, member. Stuart Price in New York City, thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Today.
It was a lot of fun.
It was great fun. It was fun, Will. Now you're going to, the fun doesn't stop here. We have a challenge for everyone to work on this week. What do you have?
Well, it's an unusual puzzle. It comes from Jeff Grant via Wordways magazine. And I'll start with a fact. There was a man in colonial Massachusetts named John Milk. He was the forebear of the Milk family in the United States. He lived in Salem, Massachusetts, and the records show that in 1662 he was appointed the town chimney sweep, and his son, John Milk Jr., was a shipbuilder. Now the question is, what is highly unusual about the name John Milk? I'm not aware of any other person's name that has this quality. So the question is, what is highly unusual about the name John Milk?
Well, if you have the answer, let us know what it is. Put it in an email. Our email address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please also include your day and evening telephone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner, because you will get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.